the women sin. It's happened to me 3 times now, so I need to ask you about it. All 3 times were so similar, it's eerie. In a spiritual formation class, we work on how Christians can get victory over sin as part of their spiritual growth. So to start the unit, I ask students to list the sins Christians face most today. Every time they list 4 sins, same 4, immediately. Internet porn, pride, lust, anger. Then they pause. They run out of sins. These 4 got listed quickly each time I've done this. In fact, I've come to call them the foul 4 sins. They run out of gas and just sit there thinking. At the pause, I usually ask, okay, for each sin on our list of 4, let's decide as a class if men or women are more inclined toward this temptation or this sin. In all 3 classes, they've agreed that while women are sometimes tempted in these areas, men are more inclined to these 4 sins. So I say, okay, only women participate now. Decide among yourselves what 4 sins you'd add to this list that you think women are more inclined toward. Silence. Furrowed brows. Thinking. Long pause. Really? Each time, the women, who along with the men, had quickly offered the foul 4, are at a loss to quickly add besetting sins that women seem more inclined toward. And now, for the part that got me to write on this subject. The last 2 times I did this activity, the women unanimously agreed on what they considered the chief besetting sin of women. Lack of self-esteem. I'm serious. So were they. Both times, the last 2 times I've done this, when a woman offered self-esteem as their sin, the entire group of women responded, "Yeah, that's it." You probably see where I'm headed, right? Lack of self-esteem. To the men in the class, these co-eds were saying, "While you men struggle with pornography and lust and pride and anger, we women struggle with not thinking highly enough of ourselves." Several men in the class visibly rolled their eyes. Now, to be fair, the women, usually after considerable time, usually add 3 other sins: resentment, bitterness, lack of trust. But even their expanded list appeared to the guys in the class that men struggle with really bad sins, while women fight minor sins. This male response was actually summed up the last time I did this. One male student exclaimed after this, "Gee, if I struggled with those sins, I'd be a saint." To him, these women's temptations were misdemeanors, while his own besetting sins were capital crimes. So it got me thinking, are men really more inclined to sin than women? Are they somehow in the grip of original sin more than women? Can this be true? You know, in much of the ancient world, women were considered weaker moral creatures with a greater inclination to sin than males. Has this been reversed in the modern world? Or have we labeled male sins crimes while mislabeling the temptation of women as less severe? Or are female college students, at least in my college, more unaware of sin than males? Or what other explanation is there for this repeated phenomenon I've seen? Now, I know that in dealing with sin and gender differences, I'm dealing with a touchy issue. All generalizations have exceptions, and they're not always true, or they wouldn't be generalizations. But I keep sensing my students are uncovering something interesting. What is it? What are they discovering about themselves and the church culture or theology? What do you think? How would you explain this? This is Keith Drury for the TuesdayColumn.com.